Bastara grabbed her lightsaber in the Force and slipped it off its belt hook. The last thing she needed was for Ben to find her like this, and not only because she would be at his mercy. He had a bad habit of thinking he was saving her life, which usually manifested itself in a cocky grin that suggested he expected something in return, like maybe being honest or not betraying him when the chance came. She floated her lightsaber off to the side until it was several meters away, then depressed the activation switch. The weapon came to life, emitting the familiar drone and crackle of a power supply focused through one of the Lost Tribe's efficient lignin crystals. Directing the blade by its sound, she slashed through the vines above her head and adjacent to her. Instead of dropping to the ground, Bastara tumbled away head over heels and found herself hanging upside down, caught now by her ankles and one arm. She used the Force to bring the lightsaber around above her feet. Her legs quickly fell free and swung down until they were even with her head. Now she was hanging parallel to the ground, caught only by her waist and one arm. Believing she just might spare herself the embarrassment of being rescued by her Jedi rival, she floated the lightsaber into her free hand so she could cut more accurately, then twisted her body around, reaching above her waist.
Stop!
Ben, of course. Bastara dropped her chin in frustration, then slashed through a vine. Her feet swung down just as she had expected, but they did not touch ground, and she found herself hanging by her wrist.
Bastara, no!
Ben blurted. His voice was coming from 4 or 5 meters away, a little below her and well off to one side.
What's wrong with you? You'll kill yourself!
Sure I will, Bastara said, raising her blade above her head. That's just like you, Jedi, trying to take advantage of a blind girl.
Blind?
Ben sounded genuinely surprised.
Bastara, I'm serious. You're hanging over a cliff.
A cliff?
Bastara deactivated her lightsaber and returned it to its hook. Then she pulled a spare energy bar from a thigh pocket and let it drop. She did not hear it hit the ground.
Okay, so I'm hanging over a cliff.
Bastara could not keep the quaver out of her voice, and she did not bother trying. She was usually very good at concealing her emotions, but Ben had been using the Force to track her when she ran into the Blossom, and he would have sensed her terror in her aura.
What are you going to do about it?
She did not sense Ben moving any closer.
Why should I do anything?
Ben, you're wasting time.
Bastara's eyes burned, as if someone were spraying hot ashes into them, and she could feel the lids beginning to swell. If she didn't get the pollen flushed out soon, she would be blind for days. And on this planet, being blind was a death sentence.
If you're going to kill me, you wouldn't have told me about the cliff.
Maybe I like you where you are.
Bastara exhaled in exasperation.
I should have killed you when I had the chance.
You didn't,
Ben replied.
Have a chance, I mean.
Bastara turned her head in his direction, then used the Force to draw her parang from its scabbard and sent it flying toward his voice. A strangled cry of surprise escaped Ben's lips, and she heard the undergrowth rustle as he dived out of the weapon's path.
There's always a chance, Ben,
Bastara reminded him. As she spoke, the vine tightened around her wrist, and she had an uneasy feeling that she was being drawn into the crown of whatever tree had captured her.
Now stop wasting time and tell me what you want.
Not much.
Ben sounded closer now, as though he had come over to the edge of the cliff.
I'd just like to know where you're going in such a hurry.
Bastara furrowed her brow, trying to puzzle out what Ben hoped to learn by asking such an obvious question.
Where do you think I'm going?
She asked.
The same place you are.
To the ruins?
Ben confirmed.
To tell Talon that ship is on its way back?